get you to introduce yourself, where you're from, and please explain everybody having fun here.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me. So my name is Channing Stenhouse. I'm the director at the Peace River Municipal Library. Myself, I hail from the big town of McLennan, just a little ways from here. The library just thought this would be a really great way to show our appreciation to all of our patrons, all of our staff, all of our volunteers, who have really just done so much and been so patient throughout the pandemic that we thought, you know, with the lifting of the restrictions, we wanted to have a nice big event to say thank you to everyone.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, coming out of the restriction phase that we've been in the last little while, how much is a day like this needed?
We think that this is pretty well needed. Our thoughts were we wanted to get people back downtown and back together again. Obviously, everybody who is here is willing to be here, so we've got that. For anybody who's still playing it easy, we understand that, we respect that position 100%. We just thought it would be great to get people back downtown, and see what's available both at the library as well as at the bowling alley, because they have a lot to offer here as well.
With a business like this, not necessarily discussing the business, but discussing the aspect of the business, you mentioned the patrons that the library has. How much is this needed, especially for a small business, even if it's any small business in town, like a day like this to say, hey, we're back, we still support you, we love you, we want you here?
I mean, I think it's absolutely necessary. We do love you. We want you here. We want people to come in. Really, it's been a long 2 years, so this is 100% something that we think the community needs. As a public organization, we think that we have we're in a great position to be able to partner with community, the different community groups, and we just want to make sure that as we're raising awareness of the library, we're also promoting our local businesses and just looking forward to forging new partnerships.
With a place like Tapped Out Gaming and with a organization like the library, how important is it, do you think, not only to think local but to think small as well, as I take a page out of Amplify the North?
Thinking local is very, very important. When you say think small, I'm not sure that this is exactly small. We've had a lot of people through here today. So for us, this was a little bit on the big side, but that's okay. It's good for us to expand our boundaries. But it's a great thing to just think of, where do you have the capacity to help? And pick a corner and get started. If you've got someone that you think you might be able to work with, I think just go for it.
More days like this on the horizon, do you think?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I can't guarantee the bowling will happen again, but absolutely. I think just what we've seen the last 3 hours, and we've got 7 more hours to go, this is a big success.
Channing, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.